a joint task force involving the FDA, the Narcotic Control Commission, Customs, and the Ghana Revenue Authority has intensified checks at major entry points to prevent further unauthorized imports, leading to destruction of a large consignment of Tafradol and similar drugs. Increased monitoring of over-the-counter drug sales. Inspections have been intensified, unauthorized opioids seized, and legal action taken against offenders. Public awareness and consumer protection measures. A national education campaign has been launched to warn the public about the dangers of illicit opioid use and encourage responsible medication practices. Next steps, strengthen regulatory oversight and enforcement. Mr. Speaker, while these immediate actions have helped to contain the situation, more needs to be done to permanently shut down the supply of illicit opioids into Ghana. We have noted the following challenges that impede the effective response, which requires urgent attention. Unmanned borders allow for the illegal movement of opioids into Ghana. Limited inspection capacity for transit goods destined to other countries enables unregistered drugs to leak into the Ghanaian market. Intelligence sharing. Intelligence sharing mechanism between the FDA, Customs, and NACOC needed to improve enforcement outcomes are suboptimal. Mr. Speaker, the Ministry of Health will therefore collaborate with the relevant bodies on the following initiatives: strengthening market surveillance and compliance monitoring, strengthening import controls and licensing, enhancing law enforcement and inter-agency collaboration, strengthening international cooperation, need for inter-agency response. Mr. Speaker, it is important to note the critical need for an inter-agency response to this crisis. The FDA works closely with multiple government and security agencies to enhance enforcement, intelligence sharing, and regulatory compliance.